early, you come on, call us at Tucker Pecan, send us a list of your clients, customers, families, friends. We will take care of the rest, and your Christmas shopping is done. We do fundraisers for churches, schools, civic organizations. Call us, we'll send you a price list, and we'll take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan at 350 North McDonough Street, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com, or call us at 262-4470, or like us on Facebook.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Every day this past week I had to work real late. I'm working 14-hour days here at a job I really hate. My work was piled high, the boss is such a cranky guy. I love my job, yeah, that's a lie, I've hit the wall. But somehow I survived Monday through Thursday, and now it's finally Friday. Let's start the weekend with a big bang. Bang!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump and Joe Biden campaign in Minnesota today. Biden at a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania says about the president's handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
If the president had done his job, from the beginning, all the people would still be alive. All the people, I'm not making this up, just look at
Screw
the data.
Off. If Biden wins, the
it's unbelievable.
Anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners, they win.
The president there at a rally in Wisconsin. Changes at the Postal Service are blocked by a federal judge in Washington State.
Judge Stanley Bastian called the changes a politically motivated attack on the efficiency of the Postal Service. 14 states are suing the Trump administration and the Postal Service. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy has told Congress the Postal Service will be able to handle election-related mail with the expected increase in absentee voting.
Fox's Jared Halpern.
What a bunch of crap!
Political sign theft at an all-time high. Music now.
I'm stealing your lawn sign, cause I hate the candidate that's got your vote. My stupid neighbors really wish they'd move. I stuck in your front yard and committed burglary. Ooh. Ripped it off your lawn. I stole your sign, cause someone has stolen mine. I stole your sign. We'll keep on thefting until the election. I stole your sign, cause I'm for the other side. I stole your sign. I was on your property and I lifted the sign that's on your lawn. Cause my sign's also gone.
There's one sign in my neighborhood I keep an eye on just to see. It's a Trump sign.
Yeah.
And so far, it hasn't been tampered with or damaged or anything.
I've noticed a lot of those Jesus 2020 signs popping up everywhere. Have you seen those?
No.
Yeah, it's red, right, white, and blue, and it's Jesus 2020.
Well.
He's up in the polls.
I'd vote for him. Four minutes after 7 o'clock, let's get with the good news program here.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
There's no thunderstorms in the forecast, but I think Jay's expecting a bolt of lightning to come into the room right now.
I'm sitting next to him. I'm going to swap sides.
Why would he do that? There's no reason for that.
Mostly cloudy today. Rain chances not quite zero, but 20% or less. There could be a stray shower. Today's high 84. Tonight's low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, widely scattered showers possible. Comfortable. Upper 70s tomorrow, 61 the low on Saturday night. Sunday's high in the mid-70s. Partial sunshine should be dry. Nice weather early next week with lows like Monday and Tuesday morning will be in the 50s for lows. Fall officially begins on Tuesday. And there's something in the Gulf called Tropical Depression number 22 that will get a name later on today. The last name on the list, Wilford. and it could become a hurricane in the Western Gulf this weekend as it kind of meanders around. We're watching. Right now, west winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is 70 at 7:05.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Say, how would you like some breakfast? Would you like some breakfast?
What would you like for breakfast?
I could go for a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger?
I don't want a cheeseburger. It's too early for a cheeseburger.
Too early for a cheeseburger? Look, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
What do you have?
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, for breakfast.
Cheeseburger.
Got it.
Happy National Cheeseburger Day.
It's showtime.
See what kind of reaction we're getting on...
How are we doing on the cheeseburger?
It's off to sort of a slow start here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
On the burger? Yeah.
You did a beautiful picture.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's funny. There's so much stuff on it, the cheese is barely visible.
It's true. I had to point it out on TV. I went through each layer. Then he asked me what condiments are on it. I said, I didn't do anything. There was no ketchup, mustard, or... Mayo?
Really?
Mayo?
That's a great compliment. And Todd says, I'd eat that and pop two metformin. What is that? What is metformin?
Metformin is a sugar control medication for type 2 diabetics.
Oh. Well, we like the comment, Todd.
Country song, isn't it, too? No?
Yeah, mine need to be.
And Jessica says, looks delicious. Great birthday breakfast.
That is our Jessica from the Netherlands.
Really?
That is Jessica from the Netherlands, yes.
So, let's see, if it's 7 o'clock, 7:07.
It's about 3-something their time.
Yeah.
2 or 3 o'clock their time.
Is all that stuff about wooden shoes, is all that?
That's I think it's Dutch, folklore. That's, yeah.
Urban legend, yeah. That kind of thing. Later on today, Morning Maroon nominees, people doing stupid stuff. And, let's see. Oh, one of the stories that came over the past week was... Who's the nitwit celebrity that decided to introduce her kids to a duels?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that yesterday. Well, what's her name?
Oh, man. You know what? I may have to jump the shark here a little bit and play this because I think her name is
mentioned. I think it was Kristen Bell or...
Yes.
It was Kelly Ripa, one of those two.
Yeah.
Hi, kids. It's me, Elmo. Are you thirsty?
Yay!
Well, then you can quench your thirst just like Kristen Bell's kids and pop open a cold, crisp O'Doul's, just like Daddy does. After a long day of distance learning in front of the computer, Elmo wants to sit back and relax with a couple of Doulies, just like Daddy. Hey, Mom, give me another beer.
Elmo, you need to finish your homework.
Nag, nag, nag. Just give me a beer so I can watch the game.
Okay, dear. Here you go.
What are you doing around here all day anyway?
Well, I...
Make me a sandwich.
Oh, dear.
Pop open an O'Doul's, kids, and you'll be like Daddy in no time. Mom! Meatloaf!
It's not like there's no alcohol in there.
No, there is. It's small, and you'd have to drink a lot of it to get really buzzed,
yeah.
But... I don't think it's a pretend. You know, it was a great thing when Dad would let you have a little sip of his beer
when you were
a kid.
Yeah, and then don't you tell your mother.
Yes.
Don't you even go near your mother.
I did tell her, but I was about 40, I think, when I spilled the beans on Pops for that one. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM.
You're going back to my top cut.
She probably already knew it.
Oh, this just in from Harriet. She's moving. Just kidding. One other showbiz item left over.
No.
Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Had a chance to play Gandalf in Lord of the Rings. And you know why he turned it down?
Why?
I'll tell you.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
He didn't understand the script. Same thing with me. I remember I went over to somebody's house. It was a kind of a dinner. She's making dinner. Oh, watch Lord of the Rings. I said, okay, I haven't seen them, so everybody else has, so I can make up culturally.
He passed on 2 films because he couldn't understand the script.
Well,
he passed.
I watched 20 minutes of the movie and went home.
Yeah, he passed on Lord of the Rings, and of course that became huge. He passed on The Matrix. And that became huge.
He was even offered a piece of the back end of the movies that would have paid him $450 million.
I wasn't a Lord of the Rings fan at all.
It was just, I couldn't first of all, it wasn't a very good sound system. in a tiled room, so everything was echoey. Mm-hmm. But it was a bup, 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 bup. What? Felt like I needed a hearing aid to, you know,
right,
listen to it. Well, it looks like we have a fire to put out with Jay.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of putting out fires, when you have an accident, you need a place to put your car back together, we recommend Montgomery Paint and Body. Without a second's hesitation, for over four decades, they take in vehicles that have been damaged in accidents. And it's not just a matter, of course, they have talented people. Their technologies have kept up with the times when it comes to putting cars back into, but it's more than that. It's a restoration process. That's our name for it. Where they take a car that comes in looking very sad and give it back to the owner when they're done with it, that looks just about showroom new. Good as new, maybe better, not just a cute little saying that we tell you on the radio, but something, a result you can depend on with Montgomery Paint and Body. Their number is 27REC with a W. I will maybe know this afternoon. I'm going to go with Rosie when she goes to pick up her car after it's done, because I know she'll cry, and that'll be a good testimonial.
Oh, that'd be good.
Because
yeah.
Rosie, she says weed, and she loves her car, and she's very sad that some imbecile was following a little bit too close, shall we say. MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27REC with a W. I'm almost reluctant to go into the break until Jay is back, because Random Facts is only a couple of minutes away.
Worst case scenario, we could always come up with some random facts of our own.
Well, here's a survey on National Cheeseburger Day, all right?
Our survey said...
People are asked about comfort foods and if they've been eating them more often. Cheeseburgers didn't even make, well, burgers made the top 10. So I guess you could roll cheeseburgers into that.
Right.
55% said they were eating pizza more often. 48% said burgers. 46% said ice cream. Food outlet, Bluebell, $4.98 for the big half-gallon tub. French fries got 45%. Mac and cheese, that is a good comfort
food. Oh, I love mac and cheese.
Chips got 39%. Cookies, 38%. Chocolate, 37%. Cereal, 34%. We've been eating a lot more of that, too. And fried chicken got 34% in the things that people, the top 10 things people are eating more.
I see that.
In these uncertain times.
Domino's now has a cheeseburger pizza. That sounds good.
There was that. There's another one, too, that's, they advertise them together. The cheeseburger pizza and something else.
Oh, the Domino's does?
Maybe it's the buffalo wing thing.
I don't know.
We were speaking of wings, the wing finger winning word is coming up a little bit later this hour. Halloween candy sales are up this year, even though there is doubt about how Halloween is going to be celebrated. All of that ahead right now, your local news at 7:13.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey will visit some of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Sally today. Governor Ivey will do a helicopter flyover of the damage in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Fort Morgan before meeting with local officials. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency is working around the clock to clear damage from Hurricane Sally. EMA officials say they responded to more than 100 calls of downed trees. They say six homes were damaged by falling trees across the county. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 128,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Health officials say more than 2,200 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now below 750. At least 61,000 people have now recovered from the virus. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, Dad. It smells really good out here. What you grilling?
Burgers and ribs. Your mom and I went by U.S. Foods Market Store. They have a great selection of meats. We picked up the sides while we were there. Your sister loves that potato salad. They even have paper goods and charcoal. U.S. Foods makes family barbecuing easy and affordable.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. Open to the public with no membership fee Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hey, guys. This is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Here's that Kanye story put into song.
I'm scrolling Twitter just the other day. Kanye's lost his mind, I hope you say okay. You know, when you gotta go, they say. He don't care, his Grammy is there, baby, by the way. It was not his Grammy. To be fair, it is his, he can pee on it if he choose. It was not his Grammy.
Okay. And now, hey Jay, can you get in here and finish
random facts?
Kanye.
I got it.
Kanye.
Chase got it.
Kanye.
I've hurt his feelings.
It wasn't that great.
Yeah. He didn't dump.
Now that you mention it,
I suck at this job.
I don't think so.
It's amazing you've been in it for so long. Did you know?
I don't think I heard that correctly. It's
I said if you suck at this job, it's amazing you've been in it for this long.
Oh, I see.
So that was a compliment.
Yeah, okay.
Did you know in 1997... this was the first time it ever happened from space. Do you know what it might have been?
Oh, destroyed the flat earthers theory, right?
No.
Nope. Picture of Earth from the...
No. This was in 97.
Oh, 97.
And it was the very first time that something was done...
Uh-oh.
...from space.
Uh-oh.
It's not that.
Not that?
It's not that.
No. I bet that has happened.
Remember I did you a random fact where the there was a couple and they lied to NASA about their marriage.
Uh-huh.
So that they could both go to space because they would not allow the couple as a married couple to go to space.
Right.
So they lied about it and were able to go.
I see. So
what happens to your equipment in zero gravity?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably nothing.
Your equipment. I don't know. So what happened in that?
It might last longer than 4 hours. So in 1997, the very first, an astronaut voted from space.
Oh, voted. Oh.
It's the very first time. Since then, every American astronaut votes from space as an absentee voter for the state of Texas, where the Johnson Space Center is located.
Ah.
They list their address as low Earth orbit.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What zip code would that be?
Well, what's his name?
Star Galaxy.
Jack Taggart filed for a tax extension during Apollo 13.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Did you know, staying with space, we have a lot of space facts, or at least astronaut space shuttle stuff. Did you know that astronaut Gregory Jarvis was bumped from his first scheduled flight by U.S. Senator Jake Garn? He was bumped again by another representative, Bill Nelson.
Florida.
On his third attempt, he finally got to fly on mission STS-51L, the Challenger.
I knew.
Ooh.
You knew it was going there.
I had a feeling, yeah. Never forget that day.
There's a documentary about the Challenger on Netflix right now.
Is there?
Yeah. It just came up, and it's...
I canceled them, so would you burn me a copy and...
burn you a copy.
Did you know in the Forrest Gump book, their author, of course, what, died yesterday?
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
In the book, did you ever read the book?
I did not.
Yeah.
Cliff Notes?
Maybe. In the book, Forrest Gump does drugs. He swears. He does not end up with Jenny like in the film. He doesn't run across the country like in the film.
No.
He does, however, befriend a gorilla while on a trip to space. Yeah. He's held hostage by a group of cannibals after crash landing in the jungle, and he also saves Chairman Mao in China.
Wow.
The book
stupid
is
stupid does, sir.
Winston Groom actually spoke at one of the events that I was helping at down at the Grand Hotel and Lodge in Mobile. And he brought the book, and that's what we discussed, is he's like, you know, they changed so many aspects of the book that to make the film, he's like, you know, it's, you read the book, you're going to be shocked. And I was. But he signed it for me.
You know, Gone with the Wind 2 was a book. The book has a very, very different...
Gone with the Wind 2?
No, the actual first book. Scarlett had two babies in the book before she married Rhett Butler.
Well, when they read the book, they couldn't figure out how in the world they were going to make the movie. It was really, you know, how are we going to make this movie?
Too much sin.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say the book is funnier than the film.
Gone with the Wind?
No. Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
It's hilarious.
But it's not as emotional as the film. So
I've never watched Forrest Gump all the way through.
Me neither.
Good for you.
Honest to God.
Good for you.
Good for you. It's a great movie.
I've never seen the whole thing.
Yeah. It's dopey. It's like those Lord of the Rings movies, except with a redneck.
Man.
That, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I would say so.
Forrest Gump fans, calm down. I'm just...
brought a lot of attention to Alabama, even though it wasn't filmed anywhere in Alabama.
I can quote a lot of lines from it, but I've never seen them.
I'm
really
from
never
Rainbow,
seen
Alabama.
Wasn't Vaya Labatre part of that movie?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
But they never actually shot anything.
No, they didn't. Mm. I want to say they shot over in Savannah.
Yes, a lot of Savannah. I even think there was a couple shots that they did in Florida, but I'm pretty sure most of it was in Georgia.
Yeah.
Darn Georgia
and
people.
What's his name? Gary Sinise. Fantastic in that movie.
Yes.
Fantastic.
What part does he play?
He plays
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan. His who
lieutenant,
lost his legs.
Lieutenant Dan Band.
When he was in when he was in Vietnam, he was his lieutenant, and you know, lost his legs.
It's coming back to me now. Parts I had on.
Great movie. Anyway, did you know, over the 125 years of the New York Public Library's existence, the most checked out books are these: The Snowy Day, whatever that is. I think it's a kid's book. The Cat in the Hat.
Oh, yeah.
1984, Where the Wild Things Are, another kid's book. This children's iconic book, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, boy.
Charlotte's Web, Fahrenheit 451, How to Win Friends. What was that? How to Win Friends Without Really Trying?
How to Win Friends and Influence people. Dale Carnegie's book.
Yeah, How to Win Friends. The first Harry Potter book, and The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
That was one of my favorites. Because he grew in the book. Like, yeet.
I have read The Cat in the Hat to so many school children over the years in so many different classrooms.
Yeah, but you know what? There's nothing like reading it to your own little girl.
Did they do that again this year? Did they do the, or is that, did that?
That didn't happen this year.
When does it happen? When does it normally happen?
It happens on his birthday, which is like March 4th.
Oh, and it didn't
Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about aircraft names. An event that took place in 1977 that hadn't taken place in 175 years. In space, again.
Huh.
We'll talk about the Michelin Man. Also, again, it's a very space-heavy random fact session. We'll talk about the space shuttle. What else we got here? We're also going to talk about... Oh, come on. Remove. We're going to talk about Lewis and Clark, a Doberman Pinscher, and a very strange act of coincidences that took place in 1799. tell you about that coming up, too.
Pay close attention, because at the end of Random Facts, we do a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. A week from today, we will welcome Don and Mitch Duncan for the first Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon.
Yes, we will.
And I don't think there's any doubt that the season's going to affect the Big Ten. Finally,
came around.
Yeah.
I knew they were. They had to.
Well,
they were a lot of upset people up
yes,
there.
Yes, especially when they found out that the Big Ten commissioner was playing political games with their football programs. Be surprised if he still has his job at the end of the year. This is, of course, when we predict. In fact, I think we're going to be doing double games this year, so we won't have to pick between schools, because every game is going to be important in a shortened season.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, partner up with Don Duncan for all your automobile needs. They, by the way, honor the insurance policies that cover repairs, wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires, and they always quote a price that includes installation. Get the works. Get your oil changed. Get your fluids checked out. Safety inspect your brakes. Rotate your tires. Don't just take the tire off and move them around. They do a rolling inspection, and you'd be amazed how much debris they can pull out of a single tire. You don't even know. You're driving on all these little time bombs. They get them out, patch the hole, so you're driving on a tire that's safe. Right down to the point where they vacuum out your car for you, just as a way of saying thanks. With three locations to serve you, all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison, so if you work downtown or for the government, it's perfect. Drop your car off, they'll get you back to your office and get you back to your car later in the day. And, of course, on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's the latest on the highways. We are really beginning to get busy now as we're getting into this Friday morning drive into work. We're seeing a lot more traffic on the boulevard, congestion at the major intersections, and authorities are still working that minor accident on the Eastern Boulevard at Woodmere Boulevard. Hopefully they'll have that one about wrapped up shortly. A lot of incoming traffic on Norman Bridge Road, Fairview Avenue, Atlanta Highway, into Madison, on into downtown, and I-65 and 85 are busy at the interchange. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. Everything for fall is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, dress for less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell James.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is September 18th, National Cheeseburger Day. It's a day to enjoy the straightforward goodness of simple ground beef and cheese. Especially after you add bacon, jalapenos, caramelized onions, chili, avocados, grilled peppers, lettuce, tomato, and chipotle mayo. Mmm, happy National Cheeseburger Day.
And now, lettuce, cheese, onions, and pickle on mine, and a side of...
Random facts.
Very good.
Suck at this job.
Nice. That was tough.
I thought you were going to do something like, let us get back to random facts.
That would have been... Anybody could have done that.
Yeah, really, anybody
could
have.
But to suck as much as I do, you got to work for it.
Did you know what the letters in aircraft names mean, as far as the U.S. military is concerned?
No.
Like USS, that kind of stuff?
Well, not the U.S. We know what the USS is, yeah. But like, what? Why is it the B-52?
Oh.
You know, what is the B?
They named it after the band.
Or the, what's the bomber? What's the C?
Bomber?
What's the C?
The C-130?
Yeah, the C-130. You know what the A's, the B's, the C's?
The DC Douglas aircraft. Boeing is B.
No, B, so A is attack.
Oh.
B is bomber. C is cargo.
Cargo carrier.
F, like the F-15, that's a fighter. Yeah. And the X is experimental. And so on and so forth.
I've been an aviation fan my whole life.
Right.
Something my dad and I shared together, and I never knew that.
No, I didn't either.
That's the first comment. This seems extremely obvious, yet I had never made the connection.
Well, there's a reason why I didn't understand that.
I suck at this job.
God. You just go right back to that.
It's a morning of self-flagellation.
By the way, that whole designation and everything was... officially introduced September the 18th.
So today.
1962.
How about that? 58 years ago today.
Yeah. Did you know in 1977, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune had a very rare alignment that occurs only once every 175 years? It happened to be when humans were first attempting space exploration. So we were coincidentally able to send Voyager 2 on a flyby of all four planets on its way out of the solar system.
Uranus was on the back end of that journey.
Yes,
I knew it. If you weren't, I was.
Of course.
That's the way it works.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
When NASA pitched that to President Nixon, they told him the last time these planets were aligned like this, Thomas Jefferson was sitting in that chair.
Wow.
And he blew it.
That's great.
Did you know, why is the Michelin man white?
Racism.
No.
He's puffy.
He's white because rubber tires are naturally white. It wasn't until 1912 that companies started mixing carbon chemicals with the rubber to make black tires.
You're kidding me. Now what? Yeah. Really?
It's not an aesthetic change, but a structural one. It makes the tires stronger and durable.
Now that you mention it, I remember watching one of my World War II documentaries when they were doing the Burma Road.
Uh-huh.
And they were in India and chopping down. Yeah, the rubber they were loading up and harvesting was all big white chunks. Yeah.
This I never knew.
Vinyl records have the same sort of situation. When vinyl records are produced, they are naturally clear. But then they add carbon to strengthen, and it turns the disc black.
Of course, a really dumb jock or a bad talk show host would have said, "I thought rubber was clear."
I see what you're doing.
Uh-oh.
What, did you break the slinky?
No.
Jesse's getting the from me.
Oh.
I get that from Rosie.
Channeling Rosie.
So I knew, yeah, I was getting that, the Rosie treatment.
Did you know space shuttles did not require fuel to land upon reentry into Earth's atmosphere?
Right.
In fact, they typically try to burn all of their fuel before reentry into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Space shuttles will glide halfway around the Earth to their landing destination.
How about
Pretty
that?
Amazing.
Yeah. Did you know each of the 33 men on the Lewis and Clark expedition ate 9 pounds of meat per day?
Wow.
Be it 4 deer or an elk and a deer or 1 buffalo. They ate 9 pounds of meat a day. Did you know?
Is that because they burned so many calories?
I would imagine so. Plus the fact that they were, you know, as they were moving across all that land, it was just like, look, let's kill that, and, you know.
Were any of the 33 vegan?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Did you know the Doberman Pinscher was first bred in the 1800s because a German guy named Louis Doberman decided that he needed some extra protection for his job? He was a tax collector.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So he needed extra protection, apparently. He set out to breed a new type of dog that would exhibit impressive stamina, strength, and intelligence. And came up with a Doberman. And finally, these are some... This is an interesting set of coincidences. And the fact that it happened so long ago, I'm not necessarily certain of the validity. There once was a man accused of smuggling in 1799. It was in 1799 he was accused of smuggling. He was about to be acquitted. But then a ship turned up carrying evidence that proved his guilt. That evidence was a bundle of papers that detailed his smuggling. Those papers had been thrown overboard. They'd been swallowed by a shark.
Uh-huh.
Recovered when that shark was later caught and gutted.
Oh, man.
And that's how they had the evidence.
Well, I got to compliment you today because they were the most incredible random facts. Starting with, the white rubber, the attack, the B and the A's and the C's, and what else? The Jefferson, the comment about Jefferson, he blew it. Yeah. I liked that. And the shark one. So that you get a...
thank you.
Very nice.
Hey, Jeff.
Those are all of your random facts.
They were great.
All right, they're going to get together and caucus on a $10 pop quiz question. One of the great things about a business, above and beyond, like, and I'm speaking to Kaiser Fine Furniture here, beyond their 65,000 square feet of selection and choice and everything discounted, it's great to know people when you walk in the door. And they have 3 of the best furniture consultants in the River Region, now under one roof at Kaiser. You've heard us talk about Stella. Cheryl Pitts has been with Kaiser. And now Dale Thornell. She is also new at Kaiser, and a lot of folks know her over the years here in the River Region. And they're just terrific. They know their stuff. They know their inventory. They're good at decorating tips, what goes with what. They know where everything is, and that's quite an accomplishment with something as big as Kaiser's warehouse. It's just a basic functional building at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, loaded with choices, marked up to 50% off, and 0% financing available over 18 months with a Synchrony account for qualified customers at Kaiser. It's time to shop wiser. Buy Kaiser. Check them out. They've got a great Facebook page as well. 4044 Wetumpka Highway puts them also past the Montgomery 10% tacticals that saves you money, too. 8.25% at Kaiser Fine Furniture. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the New York Public Library. It's been in existence for 125 years. And we listed off some of the most checked out books, most of them being children's books. All you got to do is name two of those books.
Hang on while I run downstairs. I'm on call in.
Oh.
Under an assumed name.
Under an assumed 272-9228. Don't worry, those lines will explode with excited callers trying to win $10 a free shot.
I hope so, because we've got some great backups, too.
272-9228. Yeah, you'll get a double qualification in this week's grand prize drawing if you stick around for the follow-up questions. 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The good news is we're a little congested this morning, but no accidents into us to pass along. A little busy on the boulevard and all the major intersections, also on Atlanta Highway into Madison into downtown. And we have a little incoming traffic on Norman Bridge in Fairview. Other than that, things looking pretty good. We'll keep you updated and let you know if anything happens. Chico's Auto Pros has full tire and auto service at their Montgomery location on the Atlanta Highway. Everything at one location. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's go to... What did I miss?
I was just letting her know you turn the mic on.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing? Good to see you. When are you going to come back and do Friday, first Friday in October?
Yes, we'll do that.
Good. Yeah. We make dates here on the show.
Yeah.
Leanne Thompson. We have goddesses all over this building. You know that?
Pretty cool. They're live in another studio right now doing the radio program.
Herman.
Hey, Herman.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you name two out of three of those?
There was about 10 of them, but name two.
Just name two.
First Harry Potter, Cat in the Hat, Hunter Caterpillar, Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, you're good. You got them. Gave us a lot more than two, but you got them, man.
Snowy Day was one of them. Never heard of that one. The Kill a Mockingbird, Fahrenheit 451, 1984. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Herman. $10 of free shopping.
Hang tight for us,
you.
Okay?
Yes, please
right.
do.
We got right. some more.
Let's see if Cooter has interest in a follow-up.
What's
person.
Up, Cooter? How are you, man?
Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Great.
Doing great.
I got two things to address first.
Okay.
Jesse, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Yay!
Quarter century. It sounds old, but believe me, 25 is young.
Well, you know, the quarter century thing, you know, when Greg said that we start counting birthdays in quarter centuries, then we got a problem. So I'm at that first level.
Yeah.
It'll be a long time before you get to the second.
Oh, but yeah. Someday I'm going to be there, too. That second level.
That second level?
Yeah. Hey, Cooter, you want a question? You want to back up?
I got one more concern first.
Okay.
When Greg did his convoluted intro today.
Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't appreciate it so much. I thought it was absolutely hilarious.
Oh, we thought it was good.
And Jay sounded like he just, oh man.
Well, it's too late. My morale is shot now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, give me a backup question.
Okay, a space first, which happened in 1997, was what?
Somebody voted from space.
Right, and what was the address that they gave when they voted?
Low Earth orbit.
That's exactly right. Yes,
he is on it.
Yep.
Two entries for Cooter in the grand prize drawing.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for the compliment. John.
Hey, John, how are you?
Great. How you all
doing? Great. Did you hear all of Random Facts?
Most of them. I was driving, so I missed a couple.
Okay. All right. Well, this one might be hard.
Hopefully we pick a question here that you
okay,
heard.
Then I'll tell you what. There's in military airplanes, there's B, A, and C used. Do you know what the three are? B, A, and C?
Yes. So B is bomber, C is cargo, and what was the other one you're asking?
A. You know what?
I don't know.
Okay, it's a tack, but we're going to give you you're going to get the
two out of three,
entry anyway. Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy the show, guys.
Excellent. Thank you,
man. John. Appreciate you. 7:45.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
If you get a chance, check out my morning video this morning. There's something else out in the Gulf of Mexico that is the National Hurricane Center is monitoring. It's going to get a name today. The name's going to be Wilford, the last name on the list. And not only that, it becomes a hurricane in the Gulf this weekend. I know you're wondering, you know, is it going to be a Texas problem or is it going to be a problem for us on the North Central Gulf Coast? And probably is going to be Texas, but some of the models then move it closer to us later on next week. So we're going to continue to watch what's going to become Wilford. Right now, this morning, we're looking for a mostly cloudy day. Rain chances are not quite zero. There could be a stray shower, 20% or less on the rain chances today. 84 the high. Tonight's low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, widely scattered showers are possible, but it's going to be a very comfortable last weekend of summer with upper 70s tomorrow, low 60s on Saturday night, and Sunday's high probably in the mid-70s with partial sunshine, should be dry. And then I think we're going to have some mornings in the 50s on Monday and Tuesday morning. The first official day of fall is Tuesday. Right now this morning, 70 degrees, west winds at 5 miles per hour. It's 7:46.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm going to have to come up with...
I'm Wilford Brimley.
I'll have to just get Wilford. So every time you need to talk about it, what's the latest on Wilford?
And then hopefully Wilford doesn't get the diabetes.
Yes. It is 7:47 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I should bring up the food outlet special since we just gave away $10 of shopping and see just how far you can stretch that at Food Outlet. I love it. I'm there every Sunday morning at the Coliseum Boulevard location doing my big weekly grocery shop. And this week, boneless pork chops are $1.67 a pound. Now, the entire meat department, like the chicken tenders that are, well, they're great for humans, but Chase enjoys them, and Hershey and Briscoe get them chopped up a couple times a day. They're a little on the spoiled side. $2.99 a pound. They are $5.99 a pound or higher at the big chain store, and they give you those skinny little scrawny things that look like they were taken from anorexic chickens. They get the big ones at Food Outlet at a much better price. USDA. Ribeye steak, $7.85. I think you guys can count on those at least one morning next week.
Yeah.
Might surprise you and do some potato skins. Russet potatoes, an 8-pound bag, just $2.50. So with $10, you could walk out with 32 pounds of taters if you're having a big event. Bluebell ice cream, that ranked very high on the list of comfort food survey that we did last hour.
Yep.
$4.98, that is for a real half gallon of the best ice cream anywhere. Food Outlet, also with a location on Highway 14 in Millbrook, and Food Outlet in Prattville on Main Street west of 31. I'll see you Sunday morning at Coliseum Boulevard. Local News, 7:48.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency is working around the clock to clear damage from Hurricane Sally. EMA officials say they responded to more than 100 calls of downed trees. They say 6 homes were damaged by falling trees across the county. Governor Kay Ivey will visit some of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Sally today. Governor Kay Ivey will do a helicopter flyover of the damage in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, and Fort Morgan before meeting with local officials. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 128,000 confirmed coronavirus cases statewide. Health officials say more than 2,200 people have died. Statewide hospitalizations are now below 750. At least 61,000 people have now recovered from the virus. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $34.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy.
If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Pepper Tree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Typical edition of Animal Stories we do at this time. I am doing that because a historic vote is being held in Switzerland on giving monkeys fundamental rights.
Oh, well, it's about time.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Because when I think of Switzerland, I think of monkeys.
They are indigenous. I don't know, it's a good word to use. Animal rights groups have put a lot of pressure there. They don't want them used for lab testing and stuff. I don't think animals should be tortured, but I mean, if our species is going to survive, we might need a little help along the way in trials with vaccines and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, it's, yeah, you don't like it, but Sometimes you'd just rather not know, but that will not happen in Switzerland if this law is passed.
Well, I can think of a rat that might be able to be donated.
Experimenting with that. Send Chase down to catch that thing. Or put out some of that. What was that latest gift from Wiley?
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish.
I hear rats love that stuff.
So, I only ever heard about it was from you, because you would talk about the...
Is that a kosher food?
The diner that you used to work at.
The Fountain
at.
Diner.
The Fountain
Hello,
Diner.
Hello, Sonny, yeah.
Give me my gefilte fish.
I want my matzo ball soup, and I want a bigger matzo ball than she got. Zelda got the bigger matzo ball.
What is a matzo ball, though?
It's bread, basically. It's sort of like a Jewish dumpling.
We used to get them because every year, and I don't know if they're still doing it this year or not. I've lost all sense of timing, mostly.
The Jewish Food Festival?
The Greek and the Jewish Food Festival, yeah.
They did that differently this year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did Boston Butts that you had to pre-order at the for the Greek Festival on Labor Day.
Hey, speaking of food.
Yeah. Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
Gee, why did you pick that, Jesse? Would you like wing fingers for a birthday lunch?
Absolutely. Because, you know, I need that awesome jumbo cookie to go with my key lime pie that's waiting for me down at the fridge. And it's just a great place to have a birthday party.
It is. And at a great price. I mean, that's the nice thing about wing fingers. They are for fresh chicken. Everything is done fresh at the beginning of every day. They don't reserve anything. They don't reheat anything. And nice and crispy. You can also have them grilled, chopped into a salad, served in sandwiches, or just sit there and dip to your heart's content with any of Bob's great and original sauces. Aside, crinkle-cut fries or gooey fries, your choice, a local soda, their homemade lemonade for beverages, and free parking at the RSA headquarters building. Wing Fingers does cater downtown as well, and their to-go box is scientifically formulated to keep the food hot but not allow it to get soggy. It's a brand new technology in to-go packaging, and they've got it at Wing Fingers downtown. Birthday is our word of the day.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
The scientist that, after a study, determined that burnout begins at age 32. So,
really?
Jesse, you got 7 more years.
Were you born in 1988?
God, I got 7 more years.
Now you're 32 and burnt out. Still 33 years until retirement and just can't see yourself doing this any longer. Well, I have some words of encouragement for you from your dearly departed grandfather, who reminds you this time isn't to be sitting around puffing on the bong, or buying cocktails for all your buddies, or spending money on tribal tattoos around your bicep. Speaking of money, you are saving some, aren't you? You're 32 now, and in 32 more years, you'll be about to retire. Where will you live? In a spare room or the basement of your son's house? You won't be able to afford a retirement village. Don't picture yourself near any golf course. Oh, now you're motivated. Good for you. Get out there today and make some money. Maybe take on a second job instead of playing video games and fantasy football leagues. Grandpa will be proud of you. You burnout.
Well, we kind of thought about this and agreed as a group.
What a bunch of crap.
Because, man, 32 is when life, that's when you finally start to embed the lessons of your 20s.
Listen, the 30s were great on so many levels.
In my opinion... Look at how beautiful she is at 25. Can you imagine at 32?
Thank you.
Really, it's
Wait a minute now. Isn't certain peaks